Now, we're going to turn to a Fresno-based organization that helps Valley communities access healthy foods and safe places to exercise. But with a new grant, Cultiva la Salud is spreading its reach to help prevent domestic violence among Latina immigrants. The grant was awarded by the Nonprofit Prevention Institute and the Blue Shield of California Foundation. FM89's Monica Velez spoke with Cultiva la Salud's program director, Genoveva Islas, who began by explaining what the grant covers.
So what we've gotten is a $50,000 grant that is a planning grant. So we have a year to come together and talk about those things that would allow us to create prevention of domestic violence or, reframing it another way, helping to grow safe relationships, safety through connections. And so we're really excited to be one of the communities that they funded. We'll work in this year to create our plan. And once our plan is submitted, there is an opportunity to have it funded for implementation after this year.
You are one of the five organizations in the state to be picked for this grant. And so why do you think that they chose your organization that's based in Fresno?
I think we put together a really strong proposal. Our proposal is targeting work with Latina immigrants in Fresno County. And there's a lot of reasons why, this particular population is vulnerable. When you look at them, the Latino community as a whole, there are lower levels of educational attainment by new immigrants. They are often having to take very low-paying jobs. They're often exploited for their labor. They also, because of being immigrants, they've moved away from their social connections and networks. That creates a level of vulnerability. I think we were selected because it was a strong proposal and because we were specifically targeting a population who historically has been really underserved. So I'm excited about the opportunity. I'm the child of Mexican immigrants. My mother came to this country, with the idea that she would have more opportunity for herself and for her children. It was the same on my father's side. So I am very vested in this idea of how we create resiliency and protective factors for these immigrant women who really impact all of our lives, from their efforts as farm laborers to the various jobs that they do in helping to care for and protect our communities.
In terms of domestic violence, do you feel like, mm-hmm. That group of Latina immigrants, are they particularly vulnerable to being in situations of domestic violence?
Yeah, I mean, I mentioned a few factors already, but I think one of the other issues that creates vulnerability for them is because if they have irregular documentation or immigration status, they're less likely to report if some abuse is happening to them or some violence. And also because they often are not English literate, part of the challenge with those services and resources that exist is that they're often not culturally sensitive to some of the issues that are challenges within the Latino community. As with many groups, there is a lot of stigma about the idea that your marriage is failing or that, your husband is a bad person or your partner is abusing you. And so there are cultural issues that create limitations also in them being active about seeking help. So I do think that there are issues because of their status and because of cultural things that do create greater vulnerability for them.
And do you feel like because in a lot of their native countries, do you mm-hmm. feel like because maybe they feel like they can't, maybe fully trust their government? Do you think that kind of translate when they come, here?
Yeah, I think it's a really interesting question. And if we reflect on what's happening right now, certainly a lot of the immigrants that are fleeing, from South America and Central America and Mexico, they are definitely coming because of the violence and threats that exist to them in their home countries. So I would say yes, that I do think that's probably a variable and a factor affecting them, is this idea that their government haven't really been resources that have been protecting them. We're talking about work that is about building the resiliency of women, you know, helping them develop their self-worth, their self-love so that they can, you know, have the courage to leave those relationships. But also that if we instill these ideas of worth and courage, that they could be protective factors in preventing them from even getting involved in bad relationships. That's, I think, the intent of safety through connection. So we want to move the conversation from just what we do to help protect victims to actually what we can do to prevent domestic violence.
You guys didn't start specifically working domestic violence prevention. So I'm curious, what made you guys want to do more work into this issue? Yeah. Did you get like maybe some people kind of asking you guys about it or?
Yeah, no, I don't think that there has been anybody saying like, oh, Cultiva should work on domestic violence. But what has happened through our engagement with residents are sort of these conversations about, I'll give you a couple of examples. There was some efforts that we were doing to promote physical activity around a specific neighborhood, and we ended up establishing a walking group. And these women were having a lot of success in terms of losing weight, but also, and these were largely immigrant women, they were building connections with each other that was helping their emotional well-being as well. Well, there got to a point where some women were no longer coming. And when we were asking about that, one of the issues was that this woman had lost weight and her partner didn't want her to lose any more weight because she was becoming too attractive from his perspective. And he thought that he could lose her, right, if others found her attractive, right? So we've known like things like that have happened. We've also had, you know, conversations where we've been trying to bring people out to meetings and they've told us things like, well, we can't go out during this time because if dinner's not ready, it causes problems in our home. Or, you know, people don't show up to a meeting because, you know, a friend reports that she had a fight with her husband. So, you know, those aren't things that we have been working on, but they've been things that have come up to us as a result of our work. So we know that it is impacting the communities that we work with. We know that it is an issue across, various social lines. And we know it's something that we need to work harder in Fresno if we're really working to create healthier communities. You know, part of that idea of creating healthier communities is strengthening our relationship and ties at a social level as well.
Once again, we are talking to Genoveva Islas, and she is the program director for Cultiva la Salud. Thank you so much for being with us again.
Thank you so much for reaching out to me, Monica.